From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The latest round of talks on Syria's future are getting underway Thursday in Geneva. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura Wednesday said while he doesn't expect a breakthrough, he hopes for a momentum to end nearly 6 years of war.
There is a run, a rush between us and the spoilers. The spoilers want to keep a momentum. We have to outpace those few but clear spoilers with the momentum on the political track. And I think we can aim at that.
These are the first UN-sponsored talks involving the Syrian government and opposition in nearly a year. The aim is reaching agreement on a political transition. But Mideast Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said much has changed since the last round.
They are talking about largely irrelevant issues, the more fundamental issues with respect to the ceasefire, and also the standstill issue in Syria itself is not being discussed. Quite clearly, nothing is moving with the Syrian government continues to establish new fait accompli in the area. They're creating realities on the ground which cannot be taken care of through negotiations in Geneva.
The talks followed diplomatic efforts by Russia and Turkey, which led to a December 30 ceasefire and parallel talks in Kazakhstan. Somalia's new president was formally inaugurated Wednesday in a ceremony where he pledged the era of the al-Shabaab insurgency is over. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed called on Islamist fighters, who he referred to as misguided people, to come back to the country, get support needed to integrate in society and lead a peaceful life. He called for patience as the country tries to emerge from decades of conflict, clan rivalries, insurgency and drought, and without a central government. This is VOA News.